Bruce back here with head coach Molly Engstrom of the Maine women's ice hockey team, who has an interesting weekend coming up. I know that the split weekends are just part of the scheduling, and I know that Hockey East has been trying to get kids home earlier, but it's got to be a sort of a daunting thing to look at playing Vermont, who you've just beaten, and you know they're going to be all wound up, and then turning around the next day and playing another team coming in.
Yeah, it's a little funny. You know, you get a weekend off here and there. It feels like we haven't been to the rink in about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Which is, you take a, you know, a day or two off, and because you're here every day, it feels like a long time, but just time to refocus. I think the break was probably good for them. We've been hitting it hard. I know Vermont was off as well, so I mean, we're in the same boat. And then, like you said, we have Holy Cross, who we haven't seen yet. So I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, I think everybody is, because it's exciting. I mean, this is great to have the Maine-Vermont rivalry, which always used to be there, but it become a little lopsided in their favor the last several years, be back on the table. It was really fun, that sweep. Do you get the chance to, between Vermont and Holy Cross, to really focus on Holy Cross, or do you have to do a lot of that preparation ahead of time?
We'll have to do a lot of that preparation ahead of time. I think, you know, Holy Cross has been in the game every game, it looks like, from what I see so far. So they're going to come to battle for sure, so we'll make sure that we do our homework ahead of time.
Yeah, we've had some interesting series with Holy Cross in the past when they've you know, when they first came in the league, they were a Division III team. There was no doubt about that. And they've transitioned to being competitive. Is there anything you can take away when you watch a team like that on television or on film? I mean, I've watched one or two of their games, and it's hard to tell how good they are.
Yeah, it is. And I like to, you know, we break down film, but I also like to just watch it on ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
You know, I watched a lot of hockey this weekend, and you can definitely pick up things when you watch it that way. I think they're just solid. You know, I think they make the simple play. It looks like they're getting some help from their goaltending. So I don't think there are going to be a lot of holes in their game. I think we just have to take the details from this past weekend into the upcoming weekend.
Now, I would think it would not be necessary to remind any of your players that Vermont's going to really want to win this game on Friday. When you prepare for that, are there things that you look at and say, okay, we beat them twice, but they do this really well, and we really have to watch out for this next time around?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is just, you know, making sure that the girls understand why they won the game.
Yeah.
And then we have to replicate that. You know, and I think the reason that we won the game is because we took care of the details. So if they think, you know, if we think that we're going to walk in there and be loose on certain things, I mean, they're gonna rewrite the story.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I liked Monday practice last week, and then we went into our 2v2 tournament. But I think we're building enough of a base. I mean, that's what you hope for, is that they're not just one-off games, is that we swept them for a reason. We've been playing well for a reason. So we're just looking to stay consistent.
And as you mentioned when we spoke last week, it's this freshman class is impressive. I mean, they look like they belong out there.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while you see a freshman mistake, but which is to be expected, but it seems like one of the things they're doing is trying to, and the third and fourth line, see what the first and second line doing. They're trying to emulate that.
Yeah.
Is that a good observation on my part?
Yeah, I think so. I think they've really answered the call for what we're asking of them. And we've switched the lines a little bit here and there. But, yeah, and then it comes down to a conversation of what do we expect? Because we don't expect them to be the first line. So I think they've done a really good job of understanding what their job is. And going out every shift and taking care of their job.
You had solid goaltending. You've got the weekend with one goaltender, the next weekend with another goaltender. Besides that being a strength, does that also give the rest of the team a sense that, you know, whoever's back there, we're okay?
Yeah, I think it's it's like any other position. You know, when you have a strong player on forward or a strong player on D, it helps the feeling on the ice. The goalie can obviously be the X factor. So to have a goalie, you know, where you don't have to be perfect,
right.
You know, and if you do make a mistake, they can come up with the puck is always a good feeling.
We're getting, we're facing not too distant future another break, but you guys are going all the way out to Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. What do you think is the greatest advantage of going to that tournament?
I think seeing what more of what is outside of our league. You know, like when we play Quinnipiac, and we'll probably, as long as I'm here, it sounds like we'll open with Quinnipiac. Yeah. So that's always a good test. But, you know, being able to see Colgate, who I think is still number two in the country. They just played out in Duluth, so they played WCHA. It's just nice to be able to see kind of where you stack up. And then if we end up with RMU or Bemidji, same thing. They come from the WCHA. So I think that's the greatest advantage. It gives you another gauge of, all right, where do we really sit and how are we really competing?
And this is just from watching games on television, but it does seem the WCHA is a little bigger. The players tend to be a little bit bigger, taller particularly. That's got to help playing against someone like that if you're back playing UConn again, who's got a lot of big players.
Yeah. Yeah, you can always take something out of it, especially when you're playing such a good team. Like, we're facing Colgate. So it allows, you know, not only us as coaches, but the players to understand, you know, we're telling you, you got to protect the puck. You know, we're telling you that your stick being there isn't quite good enough. It's got to be detailed. Like, it's got to be stick on puck. Really good players will expose those kind of things. So we're like parents, I guess, you know. It's like you can tell them and tell them and tell them, but until they feel it, they're like, oh, yeah, that's what that means. So, you know, whatever happens in the games, I know we'll come out better because of it.
Well, I also think it's great that you're willing to do that. For a long time, it was really tough to get our team on the other side of the Hudson River. Mm-hmm. And I think that's great. It's for the kids, too. It's just part of the student-athlete experience that I think is important. I think you grow a lot when you go and you play somebody on the road a long way off, and you'll learn how that works.
Yeah.
Well, we're excited for the weekend. I can't wait for it to get going. We can skip the rest of the week right up to Friday as far as I'm concerned. But wish you the best of luck. I thank you for giving us some time today, and we'll see you soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you.